You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders takes identity theft very seriously, but he simply can't help that he becomes President Borders now and again, thanks to another Gary Borders out there and a slip of a keystroke.
Identity theft is a hot topic lately, with cyber crooks swiping millions of credit card numbers from Target and other retail outlets. Certainly, one can't be too careful. Most of us conduct business online, relying on passwords to access bank accounts, credit cards, and even Netflix. I am quite cautious using different passwords and changing them often. I picture this army of unshaven weasels hiding in dark rooms, hunched over screens, trying to steal my credit card numbers. Then they run up a tab with Amazon.com and cost me untold hours of grief trying to sort it out. Instead of some sleaze attempting to purloin my identity, lately people keep getting me mixed up with other people. One has the same name, while another apparently has a similar phone number. I once used a Google Voice phone number for a short-lived business in Austin. This number was automatically forwarded to both my cell phone and a transcript of any message was sent to my email. I quit using the number when the business idea didn't pan out. An attorney in Austin apparently mistakenly gave out my old Google Voice number to folks in a case involving one of his clients who's in jail for a minor crime. Starting in mid-December, every few days, I got an email transcript of a phone call to the old Google Voice number. At first, I was also getting text messages, but those finally stopped. The attorney's client, who is in jail in San Antonio, has called the number collect a few times, obviously to no avail. I'm not accepting the charges even if I knew how. I finally went online and figured out the attorney's phone number and my Google Voice number had the same four digits at the end, just in slightly different order. So I called the attorney's correct phone number and left a message explaining that a bunch of lawyers and at least one jailed client keep leaving voicemails on my Google number that he was not receiving. If he needed more information, he could call my cell phone. He never called back. The other recent case of mistaken identity involves a President Borders. I began receiving emails last summer congratulating me on my impending move to Russia to do missionary work for the Church of Latter-day Saints. I did a bit of internet sleuthing to figure out that Gary Borders, with two R's in the first name, had the same email address as me, except for that single extra character. He and his wife were about to head to Moscow, where he will serve as president of the mission there, hence the title. I let the sender know I was neither Mormon nor heading to Russia. I still get emails meant for President Borders. The latest came from a Russian woman asking permission to use old Russian cartoons in her classes, teaching Russian to the Mormon missionaries. She wrote, "It would be so effective. They will love Russian more, and they will understand Russian culture better." I replied and told the Russian woman to add another R to the president's email address. I couldn't resist adding that I thought showing cartoons was an excellent idea for what it was worth. She didn't respond, no doubt figuring I was just another cheeky American. I used to get a few mails meant for Sheriff Gary Borders down in Lake County, Florida, but that hasn't happened in a few years. It was all junk anyway, so I didn't worry he was missing a vital clue in a case. If I receive any more wayward emails meant for President Borders, I will send them along. But that attorney is on his own.
Commentator Gary Borders teaches journalism at Kilgore College. You can find him, truly, at GaryBorders.com.